Namibia Statistics Agency has released detailed regional profile reports from the 2023 Population and Housing Census. The 14 reports launched yesterday on the 2nd of September 2025 expand on the national census findings first published in October last year. Unlike the main report, which offered a broad national overview, this new profile zoom in on each of Namibia's regions right down to the constituency level. They provide insights into population structures, living conditions and development needs, giving government, local authorities and development partners the data needed for accurate planning, resource allocation and service delivery. By highlighting the demographic, social and economic realities across the country, the reports are expected to strengthen evidence-based policy making and ensure that no community is left behind in Namibia's development agenda. Now, to help us unpack what those findings mean and why they matter, I'm joined now this afternoon by Ipumbo Sakaria, Manager Corporate Communications at the Namibia Statistics Agency. Good afternoon, Mr. Sakaria. Pleasure to have you on the Reader News Analysis.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Now tell us, when and where will the 2023 Census regional reports be officially launched, and who is expected to preside over the launches in each region?
All right. Thank you for the question. Like you said, it's a regional profile. So just quickly a background. We had the census in 2023, which is the most senior or most complete statistical collection that the Statistics Agency conducts. And we derived out of that national, regional, as well as constituency data. Now, you might remember that before we started with the census, we went around and we asked stakeholders to assist us with the census, and that is via human resources as well as other resources, and the NSA received a lot of support in that. And therefore, one of the things that we ought to do is go back to those very same people that assisted us, say thank you that you assisted us with the data, and then here is the data. So where will it be done? It will be held in all the regions. In September, we started in the Karas region on Tuesday. What essentially happens in the regions is that we meet stakeholders such as the governor. We want them to be aware of the data. Then the police regional command. Then as well, that's for your Mondays. Then on your Tuesdays, you have your regional councils, inclusive of offices, ministries and agencies and members of the regional development coordination committees.
Okay.
On Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, we concentrate on the local authorities of those same regions, as well as institutions of higher education where available. So the idea is, as per the law requires us to disseminate the information. So once we have the data available, now is the time to disseminate it. So that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Now, will the Namibia Statistics Agency be focusing on other data sets as well at this time around?
The majority is essentially census data. It is so much data that you probably have need to have a different day just to talk about other data, but it's very, very incomprehensive. Questions might arise where people might want economic data on ABCD, that we should be able to provide it there on the spot.
Okay. Now tell us more about the events happening in the regions after the launch.
Okay. After the launch, the idea is we want the governors to launch these reports. We want them to be the custodians of this data. And like I said, once that is done, we now take the data to the other stakeholders, students through institutes of higher education, and then, of course, local authorities. We want each local authority to have the data so that they can plan and understand what is going on in their locality and to make use of the data for planning and as well, of course, monitoring. And essentially, yes, the idea is really just to share the data with all significant stakeholders, especially the ones that helped us with the 2023 census.
Now, Mr. Sakaria, just why is it important for Namibians to know about the 2023 census regional reports, and what do those reports aim to achieve?
Okay, good question. Why? Number one, the law requires that the data must be disseminated. We also say the census is not complete until the data is disseminated. And the country spent a lot of money to collect the data. Now, if we don't disseminate the data, if we keep it on our computers or in our offices, we do serious injustice, not just to the resources that have been availed for the census, but also for provision of information. Remember, statistics is important to come up with evidence-based planning and decision-making. Now, if that data is not available, then you have a challenge. So we released a national report, which means we have national data. Now we have dissected it and brought in regional data as well as constituency data with local authority data. And the idea is just that this data must reach the ground so that each and everybody plans accordingly to what they need based on latest available information. Why do we want it to be out there? It's because we believe with the availability of data, people tend to make better decisions for themselves and everybody around them.
Okay. Now, what kind of information is included in the regional reports, and how does it actually help us, the Namibians, to understand our communities better?
Okay, very good. Very good question. What is contained in there? You have demographic and socioeconomic data. So, and when we talk about demographic data, what we try to say is we give you population indicators for your region and all the constituencies, which means if we give you an example of Kavango West, we'll tell you what's happening in Pungu, Kurenkuru, Musese, Kapako, Konkuni, Kamagoro, Mankuni, Tondoro constituencies. We'll break it down into not just demographic data, but socioeconomic data. So indicators will include your population size and growth, sex composition, age structure, the population density. Then we look at characteristics of the population, where we look at the marital status, death registration, people living with disabilities, access to ICT, education, school attendance, then of course population dynamics such as fertility, mortality, and then of course most importantly household indicators such as of course household sizes, head of household, what is the main source of income, access to certain assets. So a lot of data. Again, also sources of energy, water supply and sanitation, disposal, all these kind of things. And the interesting part is it has been broken down from national to regional to constituency basis. So why is it important? It's for everybody to make decisions based on how the situation is on their ground.
Mm-hmm. Now, my next question, with what you just answered, kind of gives me a picture of who can actually use this report. But tell us even more, who can actually use this report, and in what ways can regional authorities and institutions and the public benefit from the data?
Everybody can and should make use of the reports, not just planners and implementers, but you might have business persons that like to set up a shop somewhere. You probably want to understand, if I want to put up a business here, how many people are here? What is the socioeconomic environment? What's the education level here? So what is, you'll be able to identify what are the needs. So everybody can make use of it, whether it's the security sector, it's the planners, when you want to build a school. You need to know, okay, if in one area there may be 10,000 kids, and in one area there may be 2,000 kids, you might allocate more resources to an area, for example, where there are more kids that need this service as compared to the other, or transportation services, accesses to facilities. So everybody, it's meant for everybody, not just planners and implementers, but everybody can make use of statistics. So it's for everybody.
Okay. Now, perhaps a question on many people's minds. How does the Namibia Statistics Agency ensure the data collected is accurate and reflective of realities across all regions?
Okay, very good question. Number one, realities across all regions is simple. The census was conducted through, it was a household census, which means we went to each and every home, every built-up structure, and we went into those homes and we asked questions. Then we have our own internal quality assurance mechanisms to ensure that data makes sense, meaning number one, first things must align, and then it needs to make statistical sense. Maybe just a quick breakdown of that. If we find a home and there's a lady that says she's 18 years old, but she maybe has 7 kids, then we can tell that something does not match statistically. Maybe she didn't understand the question, or it's an error in input, which means maybe when we inserted the data, there was an error there. Then you are able to trace back and say, okay, how many people live here? How many siblings are here? How old is this person? When did she do this? And you can do things. Then quality assurance also, we do, before we release all reports, they go through a thorough quality assurance process. And we say that our variance is only 5%, which means statistics must be, we must give you a 95% confidence interval that the data as collected is accurate. So that is done through, of course, going to each and every household and then ensuring that through the questionnaire, you ensure the data is inserted correctly and makes sense.
Okay. How will this regional reports support future planning, policy making, and decision making in Namibia? So I feel like you've already touched on that, but still more.
Yes. Simply a data provision, information provision. Like I said, you probably see better when there's a light instead of you walking through a dark tunnel.
Exactly.
So the idea of information is to provide such light so that decisions can be based on information that helps. Now, for example, 35 years after independence, the country must have changed. In 1990, we were 1.4 million. Right now, we are 3 million. So the planning that took place in 1990 will no longer accommodate the population growth over the past 35 years in all different sectors or spheres or areas. And hence, you want up-to-date data so that you can get such correct.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that this data is for all Namibians and not just for those that perhaps work in planning. But how can the public actually access this report?
They're currently available on our website, www.nsa.org.na. So people can get them electronically. You can go onto our website and get them. You just go to our to publications, and then you go to population regional profiles, and then you download them there. That's one on the website. You may also ask us for the information. You can just simply write us an email, info@nsa.org.na, and say, can you please assist me with this type of information or with this report, and we shall do so. And thirdly, we'll also have a couple of printed reports that will avail throughout our engagements to ensure that people have the data.
Nice. I hope that Eagle FM will also get that hard copy. Any additional information that you would like to share with us, Mr. Zakaria?
It's really just to appreciate the Namibian nation for having taken part in the census, because without them, we couldn't have quality data. And so the first thing is appreciation to them. And then maybe just to inform the stakeholders that we are coming to visit, that we're coming loaded with a lot of information, and the information needs to get out there. And it's just our hope that people make use of the data so that we improve the living conditions of the Namibian people.
Okay. Mr. Ibumbu Zakaria, thank you so much for making time for us right here on the Reader News Analysis. We do appreciate sharing those insights and information with us.
You are most welcome, and thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. And with that being said, let's pause right here and take a trip to the marketplace. But you know, we'll be back shortly with yet more interesting news to unpack.